The vast majority of cases of the virus have been in or around the Chinese city of Wuhan or have involved people who have visited the city. In China, around 1,300 people have so far been infected with 41 deaths. Cases have also been confirmed in Hong Kong, Macau, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, Taiwan, Vietnam, Nepal, France and the US. Victorian authorities say a 50-year-old man who is a Chinese national has tested positive to the virus. He had been in the city of Wuhan in China and flew into Melbourne on the 19th of January. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikakos says people should not panic.
There is no reason for alarm in the general community. We have strict protocols that are in place in terms of how we deal with these infectious disease outbreaks. We've had flu pandemics and other situations in the past, including SARS. Our system is geared up well to respond to these situations.
The man is in isolation at the Monash Medical Centre in Victoria, where he is being attended to. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has raised the level of travel advice for Wuhan and Hubei province to do not travel, while the disease is now listed as having pandemic potential, allowing border measures to be enhanced. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australian authorities are taking the threat seriously and are well prepared.
The preparedness and the plans and the capabilities are in place here in Australia to deal with issues of this nature. We have the people, we have all of the procedures that are now swinging into place to ensure that we can provide the protection to Australians.
Airports worldwide are screening passengers arriving from China, while Taiwan has banned anyone from Wuhan from going to the island. Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says given the number of cases detected outside of China and the high number of travellers to Australia from Wuhan, authorities had been expecting some cases.
For the time being, as of this afternoon, we'll be meeting all flights from China, and there are a very large number of flights to Australia each week from China, and providing information to all passengers in English and Mandarin, encourage them if they've been from that Hubei province of China, particularly the city of Wuhan, and if they get any illness when they're here, to seek medical attention and identify themselves as having come from that region of China.
Scientists are beginning to work on vaccination for the virus, with a team of Queensland researchers, one of three teams around the world, hoping to find a medication within 6 months. The previously unknown virus strain is believed to have emerged late last year from illegally traded wildlife at an animal market. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.